put anything aside that might get in the way of a better attunement, cell phones included. And just for these few moments, give yourself permission to let go of any distractions, any discomforts, any concerns and anxieties that you might be harboring, those things that might linger in your consciousness. And just for a few moments, relax and let go. The gift of life and the promise of life more abundant in the Spirit of Christ is something we celebrate, something we embrace, something we promote within ourselves and to others. So at this time then, let yourself be filled with the Spirit of the Christ. Let the desire of your soul manifest into your consciousness as you become more and more aware with that divine spark of love and life that lies within each and every one of us. Let your soul speak to you. Desire burn even brighter, bright enough that it becomes part of your conscious awareness, powerful enough that it encourages you, even drives you, to manifest your soul's destiny and desire. Let it strengthen you. Let it guide you. Let it embrace you. And as it embraces you, let it flow forth from you. Each and every one of us has the ability, has the power, has the responsibility to manifest our soul's desire. So let that be your purpose in these coming days. And as you listen to the message today, let your soul hearken to it. Lord, we thank you for these few brief moments we set aside to reflect upon your love, your grace, and your power. We ask that you would touch each of us in a special way, that we may truly know your presence, that we may manifest your will. In the name and in the Spirit of the Christ we pray. Amen.